Bob Jones University presents Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. As founder of the world's largest fundamental Christian university and a preacher who loved people, Dr. Jones influenced thousands to come to the Savior. Even until the time he went to live with his Lord, his practical insight into the commandments of God and the hearts of men helped people all over the world find the answers to life in the Word of Truth.
My friends, I have recently been reading again the book of Proverbs. And every time I go through this book, I'm just thrilled and stimulated by the wonderful things that God tells us. And you know, they talk to you about the Bible. People, you know, say, well, it's outmoded. It doesn't do with today, some people say. We've got to change it to fit our conditions. There isn't one single problem we face today, but you can go to the Bible and find a solution for that problem. Just anything you meet. And I think almost all the problems of life are covered in the book of Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. Now notice this. He said, my son, forget not my law. Now I remember things in my mind. Of course, my heart helps my memory. But I can't keep God's law with my mind. I have to keep it with my heart. Now, wait a minute. We are supposed to bring every thought into captivity to the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, men think about what they are. A man with a clean heart has clean thoughts. A man whose heart's unselfish does unselfish thinking. See? You know, you can't very well pull your heart over on the side of your head. And you just can't do it if you're a Christian. But the heart has no difficulty pulling the head over towards it, see? The heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's the heart. That's all the matter with the world. When man walked out on God, of course the whole man failed. Death came, sickness came, suffering came, lack of understanding came. But man fell first in the heart. And then he fell altogether into a world of sin. So it goes. All right. Now I said, my son, forget not my law. Remember the law. You're to use your head. You're to remember what God says. You know, when you speak of the law here, he's not just talking about the Ten Commandments. Of course, the Ten Commandments, that's a part of the law. But the law has reference to the whole revealed will of God in the Bible. Keep my law. Anything God tells you to do, do it. And what he tells you not to do, don't do it. I sat last night, and we were looking at television, getting the news, and relaxing just a little. And a picture came on that represented this age. I just sat there and looked at it. And I doubt seriously if anything in this country ever has been any worse in the screen of any picture show than I saw there last night. I doubt if anything any worse. Miss Jones and I were sitting there looking at it, and I said, now, honey, you couldn't have anything worse than that. You couldn't have anything more subtle than we saw last night. Now, we've come to terrible days when the whole wicked world can be brought to your own home and put on your screen. I would have cut that off last night if I'd had any young folks around. But I looked at it, and I thought of the world. What's the matter with the world? What a condition we're in. Everywhere I go, I find distress and uncertainty, wickedness, folks going to jail, children in trouble, husbands and wives getting a divorce, broken homes and broken hearts, all the sins. Very little old-time strong religious conviction, a superficial religion. I got thinking about it. And you know, there's just one thing the matter with man. He's a sinner. His heart's right. No, not till he's born again. He can't be right unless his heart's right. We say a man's good-hearted. That's not what the Bible says about him. Man's heart is a sinful heart. Now, God may give you a brilliant mind. You may have a mind of a scholar. You may be a great student. You may discover many laws of nature and see how one law is related to another. You may get a Ph.D. and hang a Ph.D. hood about your neck. But your heart's wrong if you're not right with God. Nobody can fix a heart except God. And know what he does? He said he'll take away that heart, that old Adamic heart, and will give you a new heart. That's what we need now. God wants to give us new hearts. And we can get back to the old-time mourner's bench. Christianity of the old days, or we're gone. This nation is going fast. Now, we just want to face it. Now, listen just a minute. You don't hear much preaching today about sin. Well, when I was in evangelistic work back in the big way of the old days, when I was a younger man and had the vitality to stay 6 weeks and just pour out my life, we go to a city and we preach for the first week on sin. And the underworld, the bootleggers, and the whiskey crowd, and the crooked, worldly sinners, they criticize us and abuse us and slander us. Back there when Billy Sunday was at the height of his power. Back there when there were 1,000 evangelists in America preaching to 1 million people a day. That went on for a number of years in America. I was in close touch with it. I was president of the Association of Evangelists at Winona Lake, Indiana, and I knew conditions well. Well, back in those days, the crusade was a crusade against sin. Man must repent. They must get right with God. They repent or be damned. They accept Christ to go to hell. And people believed in sin. They knew there was something the matter with them. And they said, what can I do to be saved? How can I get right? And we said, you'll have to get your heart right. You'll have to be born again. You'll have to have a new nature. We preached that way in those days. Now then, you see very little conviction in America. In the old days, you people came weeping to the front, crying out, oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. A great deal of our evangelistic movement today is a very superficial something, because there's no crusade. There's no preaching out and out against sin. We are drawing no line. There's no separation, see? And we go ahead and people think you're having a revival when you're not. We're in a bad fix. Man's heart's wrong. Now, the Bible makes that plain. Now, you can talk about the head as much as you please and say he's very intellectual, he's very intellectual. If a man's heart is really right spiritually, he'll think right spiritually. When a man's thought along a spiritual line is not right, the trouble's not in his head. It's always in the heart. You know, when you give your heart to God, he'll take all the kinks out of your brain and fix you up. Now, here we read, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, wait a minute. There are other things in the Bible just as authoritative as the Ten Commandments. Love not the world is a direct, specific command. Neither things in the world. And then it explains it. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All right. What else? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How many people do you know in this country, your neighbors around you, that would impress you with the fact or the idea that they really, truly have put God first in their lives? Did you ever stop to think, what's first in your life? What's first? Pleasure? Business? Money? Home? What is it? Ease? What's first? Why, you know, some people would be a great deal more unhappy if they lost their automobile than they would if they lost what they call their religion, see? An automobile means more to some people than God. Oh, yes, a little position in society means more to some people than God. The trouble is, unless God's first, you have a heart that's not right. You're not right with God. They that love God speak often one to another, and a book of remembrance was kept. Now, you know, God says they love me, and they got together and talked about me. What do you talk about most when you get with a crowd? What do you say? Take the average gathering of people. Do they talk about the Lord? How wonderful he is, how Jesus died to save them. Or they may talk about the church. They may talk about some society. They may talk about some social service. But when you get with the average crowd, do they sit around and talk about the Lord? People talk about what they have their heart in. If they have their heart in business, they discuss business. If they have their heart in pleasure, they discuss pleasure. What are you? Did you ever put yourself out in front of yourself and talk to yourself and say, now listen, what are you? You know, some of us might be fools someday. Do you ever stop to think of that statement, that awful statement of the Bible? In that day, many, didn't say a few, many will say unto me, haven't we been pretty nice folks? Why, you know us. Why, we were big members of the church down there. Oh, yes, I went to the Woman's Society regularly. Oh, yes, you ought to know me. Well, yes, I was on the board. Oh, yes, I went to a cocktail party on Saturday, of course. But I always went to church on Sunday. Oh, yes, out of the club on Saturday night. Oh, yes, I did maybe drink a little too much, but don't you know me? Well, you now listen. You remember, I'm somebody. I cast out devils in your name. I did a great many very wonderful things. And what does he say? I never knew you. I never knew you. Now, you better play this thing safe. You better be sure that your heart is right with God. Your heart attitude is right. If your heart's right, you can solve your problems. There's no trouble with the world except heart trouble. The heart's wrong. With a heart, man sins. With a heart, man believes and is saved. Now, I said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. You can't just say, well, I'm just going to keep the commandments now. You may keep the laws of your country, as far as the letter of the law is concerned. You may stay on the right side when you drive. Drive down the street and say, well, they might arrest me for speed or if I get on the wrong side. You sort of keep the laws of the land, maybe, and not have the right kind of heart. But you know, that's not the way God looks at it. Not in this realm. He said, if you look in lust, you're guilty. If you hate, you're a murderer. Listen. It's what your heart is. God's looking at your heart right now. Is it right? Is it right in its relation to Him? Are you right with God? Now remember, if not, ask God to give you a new heart. Trust Him. Yield yourself to Him. Don't hold out on it. Now don't keep back anything. Come clean with Him. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. I just can't get away from it. As I've gone around recently and have seen conditions that I've seen and witnessed things I've witnessed, I just tell you right now, if we don't get an old-time heart revival that gets hold of our very souls and makes us what we ought to be, we're in a bad fix. May God help us to see it. Our Father, bless all who have listened in. And when we get to heaven sometime, help us to meet somebody because of this message today. May somebody who maybe is going along pretending, may somebody like that get right with God. Yield himself to God and be saved. Hear us in this prayer and keep us true in all things for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. Consider this. Bob Jones University has produced much of the leadership for today's Christian schools and has trained the administrators of other Christian colleges. So, if you want the best grad school training in education, go to the source. Contact Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. We'll make you better by degrees.